From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. A grand court jury has returned not guilty verdicts on all 11 charges against a man accused of offences involving a minor after prosecutors decided to offer no evidence. The defendant had denied all allegations, including defilement, assault by penetration, indecent assault, common assault, and attempted assault causing actual grievous bodily harm. The case changed course following cross-examination when the Crown said it could no longer proceed because of credibility inconsistencies in the evidence. Justice the Honourable Cheryl Richards KC, the trial judge and head of the Grand Court Criminal Division, then directed the jury to return not guilty verdicts on all counts. The defendant has been released and his bail conditions have been removed. Reporting restrictions remain in place to protect the identity of the child complainant. In other grand court news, a trial of a man who faced indecent assault allegations against minors will not proceed. The announcement was made to a jury of 7 that was empaneled on Monday to hear the trial scheduled for a week long. Trial Judge Justice the Honourable Emma Peters made the announcement Tuesday afternoon. It remains unclear if the man has been discharged from the charges or if they are set to proceed to a different trial. Reporting restrictions remain in place. In other local news, Cayman logged 210 port calls for the first 7 months of this year, up about 14% when compared to the same period in 2025. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The Port Authority's statistics for January to July 2026 show a 10% increase in ships trading over the 2025 figures. Staff worked 54 days with no ships in port, a nearly 4% increase over last year, and overtime hours fell 17%. More than 405,000 tons of cargo were received through July, a more than 7% spike when compared to the first 7 months of last year, but a 4% drop when compared to 2024. However, the amount of tons handled per hour did spike by more than 21%. Jamaica remained the most popular origin of cargo imports with more than 124,000 tons, but that's a 7% jump when compared to the same period last year. The second most popular origin of cargo was the Dominican Republic, which saw a massive 304% increase to more than 101,000 tons. Imports from Honduras fell by more than 95%, but increases were seen from Cuba and Miami and Palm Beach. Liquid cargo imports of gas, aviation, jet fuel, diesel and propane all increased in the first 7 months of the year. Cayman saw more than 3% increase in the number of cruise ship passengers visiting in the January to July period. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. The Cayman Islands Monetary Authority has announced a new senior appointment within its regulatory team. Jerron Burnett, a financial services professional with extensive experience in securities regulation and market operations, has joined CEMA as deputy head of the Securities Supervision Division. Burnett previously held leadership positions at both the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange and the Trinidad and Tobago Stock Exchange. CEMA says the appointment will help strengthen its supervision of the securities sector and support its ongoing efforts to maintain a robust and internationally respected regulatory framework in the Cayman Islands. The Health Services Authority says a small electrical fire occurred at the Anthony S. Eden Hospital Laboratory on the 24th of August. Officials say staff quickly extinguished the fire using a fire extinguisher, and the damage was limited to an electrical outlet. The Cayman Islands Fire Service later gave the all clear, allowing laboratory services to continue as normal. The HSA also clarified that the incident was not a chemical fire and confirmed that no patients or staff were injured. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Students returning to government schools this week will face significant new restrictions. Education Minister the Honourable Ralston Anglin announced that personal electronic devices, including mobile phones, will no longer be permitted in government schools as of today. The decision follows widespread concerns from educators and parents about the impact of technology and student attention, as well as classroom performance. Officials say schools will continue working with families to ensure communication remains available when needed, and that accommodations are made where appropriate for students with special educational needs. The Cayman Islands expands its regional media footprint by joining the Caribbean Broadcasting Union. CIGTV's Leanna Jarvis reports.
Our own Cayman Islands Government Department of Communications and Compass Media were officially welcomed as new members of the Regional Broadcast Union during the annual assembly in Georgetown, Guyana. This year's assembly convened under a major focus on the responsible use and impact of artificial intelligence in regional media. The ceremony also celebrated regional broadcasting excellence with nominations across print, digital, and television, including recognition for CIG Communications. Local media secured three special mentions in television production, honoring excellence in news, sports, and magazine programming. The ceremony recognized outstanding broadcast and digital journalism across 13 Caribbean countries and territories.
You've got an opportunity to catch an awesome lunar eclipse on tomorrow night. Astronomical Society President Tyene Miller tells Radio Cayman the, quote, very deep partial lunar eclipse will see the full moon narrow down to a thin sliver, reaching its peak just after 11 p.m.
Now, this is quite cool and completely safe to view, and it actually happens at times that are not completely unsociable as well.
The Earth's shadow will start to cover the full moon about 9:30 p.m. And just like the shadow moves across, it will come up towards the top until there's a short sliver of light across the top, quote, like an eyebrow.
And just before 1 a.m., the show will essentially finish up as the main part of the Earth's shadow leaves the moon.
You can keep up to date with all the coolest celestial sightings in the Cayman Islands by following the Astronomical Society on social media. Finally this evening, Cayman's art world mourns the loss of an icon.
The National Gallery board and staff were deeply saddened by the passing of Margaret Barwick, a pioneer of Cayman's visual arts community whose remarkable creative life encompassed art, horticulture, and design.
National Gallery Director Natalie Urquhart. Native New Zealander Margaret Barwick arrived in the Cayman Islands in 1977, helping establish the Visual Arts Society, the island's first formal art collective. She headed the first Cayman Islands contingent to Carifesta in 1981 and played a leading role in the design of the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park. Barwick's work has been exhibited in London, France, and the Cayman Islands.
The National Gallery is honoured to have worked closely with Margaret on many occasions and to hold several of her artworks in trust in the National Gallery collection.
Her National Gallery exhibition included a solo retrospective of her work, as well as several group shows. In 2022, Miss Barwick was honoured with a Cayman National Cultural Foundation Gold Star for Creativity. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. For a full replay of this news broadcast, visit our website at radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are available. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.